Great combo, great combo. I hope everything works out for me. You want to pay my South Carolina vehicle taxes? It's $146.39 and is due at the end of next month.
Oh, speaking of, I got a bone to pick with DMV folk because I paid my registration a month in advance and they ended up losing it in the mail. I had to spend 30 minutes on the phone with them yesterday and they were like, "Are you sure you gave us the right address? It's the only address listed for me."
She said,
like, I said, "Of course I gave it." And she's like, "So where did you pay?" I said, "On the official website for DMV."
Terrible.
So 30 minutes later, she said that she was going to ship me some new decals. And I was like, yeah, do that, girl. Y'all lost my stuff.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, they still losing stuff. You know, I just thought about, like, there's things happening in the world. Yeah, I just had to pay my, I think I talked about this on the last show. I had to pay my old Virginia vehicle taxes or property taxes. I was mad about that. I was like, y'all could have hit me up a long time ago. Y'all didn't have to hit me up and say, "Hey, you got 15 days to pay this or else." Y'all could have been hit me up, bro. For real.
Why would they do that? They want to hit you with a penalty.
They ain't getting no penalty. I paid that joint as soon as I got paid. Hoo-wee.
And I had to do my taxes.
I been did that. Mm-mm. Oh. Got no joints out the way. Here.
So stressful. I was like, "Do I owe this year?" I said, "Yeah, you know y'all like to penalize people who's single and don't have dependents."
What? Yeah, they be chopping us in the throat.
Exactly. I'm like, dang, can I qualify Tootie as a dependent? I mean, come on. I'd be taking care of her.
No.
When she decided to jump off the balcony, I don't know if you heard her meow. Mm. When she decided to jump off the balcony at the top of the stairs, just full on, it was like a 30-foot jump. Just jumped. I don't know why.
What's wrong?
And I had to take her to the hospital, and all they did was poke her in the belly for 5 minutes, and then said,
And then her camera cut off. Wow. Oh my gosh. Wait, what does that have to do with anything? All right, Erica's gone. I don't know what happened. We'll find out shortly. And we will see what happens. But yeah. Man, listen. Life be life, and last week was trash. We called the episode The Struggle Cast. That will hopefully be the, what is this? Hopefully that will be the exception and not the rule. Well, I know that'll be the exception. Don't plan on having any more struggle cash, you know what I'm saying? We can work through this. We can get through this. Things have gotten better, though. Went back to the gym yesterday, you know what I'm saying? Getting back into them healthy habits, you know what I'm saying? Waiting to feel the burn tomorrow, going back into the gym tomorrow. So I know I'm going to be feeling it. And yeah, I talked about perseverance and the positive vibe. So for those of you who don't know, I do a positive vibe video every Tuesday. Motivational Monday is a motivational quote. Tuesday is a positive vibe where I just give you words of encouragement. And I talked about perseverance just because the last 30 days have been nuts, like crazy. I can't even really tell you everything, just a lot, like health issues, is physically and news from the doctor, and then just career wise it was just a lot of stuff, man. It was pissing me off because I'm like, yo, you work so hard, and then it's like all that hard work kind of like ends up being nothing for a while, or you seems like, man, what am I doing all this for, you know? You kind of get those feelings of doubt and second guessing yourself. But you do have to persevere, man. You have to remember that that's a part of life. That's going to happen. Like, everything is not going to work out smoothly. Erica's back almost. You had a power outage?
No, it was like my computer started doing all that huffing and puffing, and then your face was stuck, and I said, hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
But
I'm back.
That's a part of life, y'all. Just persevere. You got to work through it. You got to break through. You got to hang in there. You know what I'm saying? Erica's back. Y'all can donate to the show on fmepodcast.com so we can get Erica a new computer.
Please.
It will not be a Mac. It will. See? Can't buy black people nothing. I'm starting the show. How y'all doing out there? You feeling okay? Are you doing all right? Have you been promoting positivity? Have you been taking care of yourselves physically, mentally, and financially? I hope so. I'm going to let y'all know right now, it is 85 degrees. I am not turning off my AC. So if you hear my AC in this episode, I'm sorry. But yo, I do not feel like sitting up here in a sweatbox, okay? So my room is in the frog, which stands for front room over garage. We're not playing no game today. But we're going to get into a couple things. Definitely going to get into a couple things today. Ooh, I think I'm eating my fruit for dinner.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a couple things, man. We'll get started in a minute. Yo, what is up? Instagram be like, yo, anyone out there, if you have a way or knowledge on how to reset your algorithm on Instagram, please let me know. That's all I need. What am I looking at? Oh, a monkey got stuck inside of a coconut. I was like, what? I say that because I'm starting to get a lot of videos of, I was tripping. But I gotten a couple videos of girls missing their front teeth. And I'm like, that ain't nothing. It's not a fetish of mine. It's not a kink of mine. And I'm like, why is this showing up for me? Maybe it's because I've been going to the dentist lately. I don't know. I'm getting work done, but I don't. This is nuts, man. I'm tired of it. Tired of it. What the heck? Okay. You got a headline, Joe? I got one headline.
Yes. I tried to keep it as positive as possible.
All right. You go ahead. Mine ain't positive.
Okay. Well, see, mine are good. They're not too bad. A little sports heavy this week. The NBA, please, Tootie, I'm talking. NBA bars Jonte Porter for betting, making this the league's first gambling ban in 70 years. The last one was back in the 1950s. Or so it said. Adam Silver named it as a cardinal sin for Porter to bet on legal league games and sharing inside information as he announced the punishment this morning. On to celebrity news. Ashanti and Nelly confirm what we already knew, right? They not only are they pregnant, they're also engaged. We've had suspicions ever since the couple rekindled their relationship that started back from 2003.
For everybody had a crush on Ashanti,
I'll be damned.
And for the people who had crushes on Nelly,
I'll be damned.
And to wrap it up to my last headline, Caitlin Clark is drafted as the number one overall pick by Indiana Fever. But this has sparked some debates on WNBA salaries because Caitlin Clark she's part of the top earners in college with a reported $3 million network. And her now 4-year contract gives her a total of $338,000 roughly, making her 2024 year payout roughly $76,000. Same thing for Angel Reese. She was also drafted this week to the Chicago Sky, and she was within the top 10 most paid college athletes due to NIL contracts. And she's also going to be making roughly around 73K within her first year. And this has been a lot of debate because WNBA contracts max out at around 240K, which is completely, I mean, it doesn't even compare to the amount NBA players.
Whoa. We ain't got nothing to do with that, okay? Y'all stay over there and play y'all women ball.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm playing. That's crazy.
And so I have high hopes that maybe with the type of, I don't know, not awareness, but a lot more people have tuned in to women's basketball because of, like, one, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, like, all of these players from college and everything like that. Hopefully that makes some type of turnaround on the amount of take-home that the WNBA players take home. And that's all I have for the headlines. Over to you, Rob.
I'm not going to do my headline. It was a video of this young black man slapping the absolute bejesus out of his teacher twice.
Oh, I saw that.
I don't know the full story, so I don't really want to report on it. But shout out to all the teachers out there. Peace, prayers, and blessings. I pray you never have to go through that. I don't know what was said or what was done before. I don't know what could have made that person, that young man, go off. And he didn't look old.
It was allegedly she took his vape.
His what?
His vape.
He had...
Yeah.
I'll be damned. I'll be damned.
Yeah, the only thing I commented was, these kids today, this gray hair in my beard got to go, it's pissing me off. These kids today don't fear consequences. Like, I never even raised my voice at teachers, not even in college. Even when I had teachers, like, mess up grades and, like, take forever and, like, mess up scholarship stuff that I had to get fixed. Never. Just respect, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think I was... that I can remember, maybe once I was overtly disrespected by a teacher, but I got him back because he was mad because I fell asleep in class, but I had a troubled life at home, but he didn't really take the time to really talk to me, and I would come to school sleepy because I would stay up late, and one time he made me stand up and stand in the corner, and I threw up, and then I left.
Yeah, I think...
Shout out to Mr. Regnier. I still remember you.
I'll be damned.
The only time that I've had an instance with a teacher, I want to say, was in middle school, where he wouldn't let me go to the bathroom because he said, you're supposed to go to the bathroom during hall, like during class change. But I had gotten my cycle and I ended up going through my pants. So I just calmly got up and I left while he was teaching to go all the way down to the front office and to call my mom. And I think that was the only time I have ever done anything that wasn't deemed, like, respectful. But I'm also like, brother, if you looked at me, yeah, you could see. I was like, wearing light wash jeans, you could see it. So yeah,
I'm sorry that happened to you. That happened to one of my kids too. But I let my kids go to the bathroom. Like, I built in bathroom breaks. But her cycle came on. She was in fifth grade. I mean, she didn't.
Yeah.
It just was like, hello, I'm here. And she didn't know what was happening, so I sent her to the office with a friend, and I made sure nobody saw anything. Thankfully, there was nothing to see. So that was good. That was good, man. But yeah, dang, man. Took this kid's vape, allegedly, and then so you mad and you slapped the teacher. Not once, but twice, and then cussed the teacher out. Called the teacher a bitch-ass nigga. It's a white teacher, from what I could tell.
Yeah, definitely white.
I'm just like, the... You know you're not supposed to be smoking. You know you're not supposed to have it at school. You know that it can get confiscated. And when it does, you mad.
And also, it's the whole, you have an audience. So that's also the other thing with it, with these kids nowadays. Maybe it's always been like that, where you always have that one kid that needs an audience.
Yeah.
Really. But it's been, like, worse. Ever since the shutdown, these kids have come out a little crazy. I'm not going to lie.
I think the other thing that's sad is, like, how, and I think we've talked about this before, so I won't go down the rabbit hole, but, like, how it's reversed. Like, you used to have two or three, or, you know, maybe two or three in the entire school that everyone knew, like, you are the quote-unquote misbehaving kids.
Yes.
Now, that is, like, flipped. Like, there were, like, we used to defend our teachers. Like, yo, she's trying to teach. Like, yo, we trying to do this. Yo, they trying to do that. Like, we used to shut them down. Because it's like, yo, it's one of him and 20 of us. What he going to do? He can't whoop all our asses. But now we take out and we film. You know what I'm saying? We don't say anything. We don't stand up for anybody. And it's just like, because, you know, I mean, kids ain't stupid. They know the teacher can't do anything. Even if that teacher would have got up and uppercutted that kid, that teacher would have lost their job. People would have found a reason to say you should show restraint. But if someone slaps you in the face, cusses you out, why are you at work? You went to college to do this, and that teacher didn't look new. So you've been doing this for years, educating children, and one of them has the audacity to not only cuss you out and not only slap you once, but slap you twice hard, like standing up, slapping you with everything that they got. Nah, bro. Those are your headlines.
What happened to code of behavior? I mean, I remember like having to take a test on that code of behavior and them drilling it into us. If we lay a hand on anyone, we could practically go to like juvenile detention.
So during my last stint in education, like, you have so many battles to fight. And one of the things is, oh, we need to keep these kids in school. Because, like, the thing back in the day was, in my day, one, you could get paddled.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing those stories.
Yeah. Like, I knew someone that got paddled. I almost got paddled once for fighting. But the girl hit me first. But we did fight. Y'all was in fourth grade, I think. That girl punched me right in my eye. So I take that L. Yeah, man, she did me dirty. She snuck me. But she had a crush on me, too. It was weird.
Aggressive.
And her breath stank. So.
Oh.
But, yeah, so you could get paddled, you know what I'm saying? Then you got to go home, and you're going to get beat at home. Not beat to death, but a spanking at home. And then there was punishments. And then getting suspended was bad because, you know, usually your parents had to take off work or figure something out. So it was an inconvenience thing. That was part of the punishment. Now it's like this whole, I don't even know the word for it. I guess gentle stuff. It doesn't work. They don't, like, the majority of the kids who it will impact the most aren't really your problems. Like, those are like the one-off kids. But like the kids who get in trouble, they, like, that's a slap on the wrist. Like, in-school suspension is a joke to them. Knowing that they're not going to get sent home is a joke to them. Some of the parents, they're struggling trying to make ends meet, so they can't really be involved like that. Not giving them any excuses because you laid down and you got up with the child. And we ain't got nothing to do with that decision that you made with whoever you made it with. And it sucks, man. It sucks. And then they just send them to school and expect the school to fix anything. You want one person to fix your child, or you're telling them they're supposed to be doing all these things, but I got a room full of 30 kids and I got them for 50 minutes a day. What do you think I'm going to do? Like, you know, I can work some magic, but it's like, I need cooperation at a bare minimum. I need cooperation. It don't matter what tools I got, but, there's just not enough. I think the consequences need to be changed and a lot more. Not physically, not like my days when you're getting paddled, but they need to figure something out to where these kids know if I do this, there are severe consequences because they don't care, man. Like, that kid should be instantly expelled. Like no excuse.
School to prison pipeline, it exists, but also, like, my other thing with that is that these parents, it's like, I don't understand why they, and I guess this, maybe they always thought this, but it got worse during the shutdown, is viewing teachers more as babysitters throughout the day. No, these are teachers. They're trying to cultivate the minds of your children to allow them to grow into just regular functioning adults. And you're not even putting in your part. Your part is getting the behaviors down. That's not up to the teachers to parent your kids all day, 24/7 with no help from you. The one who actually decided to have kids.
And the other part is, some people think, oh, I pay taxes, I pay your salary. No, I don't work for you. I work for the school district. You as an individual do not pay enough in taxes to cover my salary. It takes hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people coming together paying taxes to fund education. So my thing is this, if you're investing into something, you want a return on your investment, right? So you want your investment taken care of. Just like if you were buying a, since people want to put it in that perspective, if you were buying a rental property, a car, anything that appreciates with time, you want to make sure that it is being taken care of. So if you bought a vintage vehicle and your child was kicking the car, punching the car, and not treating the car correctly, how would you behave then? Versus when they go to school, they're disrespectful, or you get a phone call or email from that teacher and you want to come at the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Since you quote unquote pay my salary. So I just know that as a former educator, the one thing, one being a black male, neutralized a lot of stuff because people didn't know how to handle me, didn't know how to react to me because they'd never had a black male teacher. But two, I connected with my kids. Like, I shared who I was, what I'm about, what I do, and I laid down the law in my room. I was like, look, we can have fun, we can talk, we can share stories about our life, but we have rules and I'm going to enforce them. The end. Like, if you know what you're not supposed to be doing, don't do it in here. The end. Like, it's really that simple. But if you can't, you will find out the hard way. And you can get mad at me all day long, but if I tell you what the consequences are and what you should and should not be doing and you choose to do it, that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
So
you be a lost little duck.
This wasn't even one of the topics, y'all. All right, off that, off that. Erica, so topic number two. Mm. How, what the hell? First of all, Black Twitter, shout out to the Black Twitter group. Y'all, I just want to let y'all know, if you decide to listen to this podcast or if you're in a Black Twitter group, when I be posting questions, y'all, I'll be just be posting questions. I don't be, like, talking about my life. People respond to the questions I post like it's happening to me. But anyway, Erica, this topic is, how do you deal with getting curved? Whether it's up front, like the immediate curve, or maybe after a couple weeks, couple months, few dates. How do you deal with getting curved?
I don't know. I think it really just depends on how much I liked that person, because I've had an instance where I didn't really care to, like, if it was one way or the, if it was one way or the other, because I don't know. I didn't really care if it was one way or the other, because I was just telling myself, you know, just don't even, this isn't really you. And it was basically someone that my friend was trying to set me up with. And I was just like trying. I was like, maybe I'll try to get it to the hangout, to the first hangout, and see if there's something there before I just shut it down completely. But they shut it down before we could even get to the hangout. And I was like, you know what? That's fine by me. I think I went a couple of days and I was like, I haven't gotten a text from them. And I was like, it's probably a good reason. But I mean, I kind of just brushed it off. The only other time I think I've been curved was in my first relationship when we first broke up, and I was like, no, you're not breaking up with me.
I'll be damned.
But it was also, that was just drama, and I never want to deal with being curved like that ever again. If someone wants to walk out and say no, let them say no. Mm-hmm. Don't let them go to you twice.
Not twice.
That's like the worst, like shot to your confidence, your all that stuff. If they have to say it to you twice, it's like, why didn't you get the hint the first time? But any other time, I just kind of let it roll. It sucks, but I try not to harp too much on it.
Oh. Interesting. I feel where you're coming from. I reflect, right? I think, I hate talking about myself. So I'm a quote unquote nice guy. Like, people who don't even know me like that know that about me. That is like the reputation I have. And for some people, for some reason, people associate that person with being soft or like not being able to handle it, like, or handle like a no. And I guess part of it is like, he's so nice, he's not doing anything wrong, I'm just not interested. You can just say I'm not interested. I'm not going to ball up and cry. I'm not like, cool. Like, I can move on. Like, I'm very well aware that there are millions upon millions, if not, shoot, not millions, billions of women on this planet. You are one. Did I meet you? Yes. Are you nice? Yes. Did I find you attractive? Yes. Did I show interest? Yes. Do you feel the same way? No. Okay, cool. On to the next one. Like, that's mm-hmm. that's how it goes. I don't understand. Oh, the only thing that bothers me is when you know you're not interested and you try to use me. Or you try to, like, you try to do too much. Someone tried this in college one time. And I caught this, right? So I just thought she was attractive. I didn't know nothing about her. Didn't really holler at her. We was like in a mutual friend group. Mm-hmm. And one day we was chilling. And there was like a little store across the street. And she was like, I was like, yeah, I'm going across the street, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, well, my boy's girl told her that, oh, I think Rob likes you, or he was asking about you, blah, blah, blah. So I was going across the street to get something, and she was like, oh, what you gonna bring me back? And I was like, you want something? Oh. I was like, you want something? You got some money? Like, just, you know yeah. what I'm saying? Because it's like, yo, like, you cute, but no. She was like, nah, I'm good. I was just messing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
now you good.
Yeah, yeah, you messing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what, that like, that little stuff, man. You, it's so many games and so many intricacies involved, but... yeah, it's always been a healthy thing. I've never really gotten mad at getting curved. At some point, I'm just, in some situations, I've had to say to myself, that's just not cool. And I have had to look at some women sideways because I'm like, why would you do it like that? Like, you ain't have mm-hmm. to play me. Like, you could just be like, I'm not interested. You know what I'm saying? The end. But do you, so how do you, tell me one of your curve stories. I know you've had to curve someone before.
I have.
Several.
Yeah. So, let me think. Okay, so one happened over the summer. I tried to give the guy a chance. So we met on an app, right? And it seemed like the personality was there. And I was like, I like the banter. I like this, whatever. And we scheduled where we were going to meet face to face and everything.
You met him where?
At a restaurant. But here's the thing.
Hold on, start over. Sorry. My brain went somewhere.
So we were on an app. Okay. And we were messaging back and forth. And it took a couple of weeks because schedules weren't lining up and everything like that. And basically I was like, you know, I'm kind of getting the vibe that you're not really like this in person. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, only because it was like some days he was just really, really dry. And then other days he was, you know, and it just felt like you just had to keep pulling information. And I'm like, you're the one who initiated this. And I'm getting bored with the fact that I have to pull this information from you, to pull the personality out of you just a bit. Especially when that's kind of like what you led with. And now you're like all shy and everything. So we scheduled a hangout and everything. I talked probably the entire time that we were there. And I was like,
I'll be damned.
I was like, I'm not really feeling it. I was like, I'm not feeling anything. I want to just stop it from here. But
mid-day?
Basically, that's how I felt. Mid-day, I was like,
I'll be damned.
I don't think this is going to go anywhere. But my friends were like, no, give him another chance. Give him another chance. Da-da-da-da. Like,
shout out to the friends. This. Shout out to the friends. Hold up.
Hey, world, hell. What did it do, hey, world.
Shout out to the friends that that help us get that second chance when we befumble the bag. Because sometimes, Erica, and I will say this, because you're an attractive young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that be messing us up. Like, that. I got a story about that, but continue.
So my friends and I, we made the joint effort where we were like, okay, we're going to do this one more time. Maybe it was just the first like initial meetup, whatever. And they said, just give them one more chance before you decide. I said, cool. I'm open to giving chances. But after this, if I'm just yapping away the entire time, we're good. We're done. So my friends, they went with me. And what they did was, it was almost like straight out of a movie. They went with me, but they entered the restaurant first. Yes, I'll be damned. So they did because they wanted to see what the vibes were giving. And so they entered the restaurant first. And they told like the hostess and everything like that so that we could be seated near each other and everything. So they were basically the table next to me while I was with this guy. And the entire time they were like trying to see like, okay, well, maybe he's just shy. You know, you don't know this, that, the third. We got through that whole brunch ordeal and walked out. And my friends, they were all the way across the parking lot and they came running over to dive into my car and everything. And
I'll be damned.
They said that it was a very silent brunch. I said, exactly. So I think later that night, I wrote up a text because we had never talked on the phone or anything like that. And I told him, you know, I think you're a great guy. I really appreciate getting the time to know you a little bit better. I don't feel anything here. And I wish you the best with that. I always, if I have to curb someone, I always try to be respectful and try to be as genuine and honest as possible. I don't try to hurt people's feelings.
That's dope.
At all. The only time though is if they're like a really old dude and I'm like, now you know better type. Like I had that happen to me a couple weeks ago.
What?
Yeah, at work.
I'll be damned.
At work, the HR? And I say, that's what I was thinking. But you know, I say good morning, and you know, I speak to security like always because that's just what you
was it security.
It was security.
God damn.
I'll be damned.
And the thing is, I speak to them all the time because I speak to everyone. Because it doesn't matter like what job title you have, anything like that. You're a human being. I'm going to speak. Especially if I see you in the mornings. Like, good morning. Yo. And at my old job, me and security, we were tight. We were close. We were like this. Like, they would talk to me about their kids, everything like that. Like, what they're doing, da-da-da-da. Like this. I was like, yeah, you guys are like my little pack of extra grandpas. Love y'all.
Now,
this
I'll
one.
Be I'll be damned.
Did you just call them a pack of grandpas?
Because that's what they were.
Yo, why security, right? Think of... Yo, security's supposed to... Never mind. Go ahead.
So that's what I've been doing at this job. I've been trying to build that, like... tight-knit relationship with security because I'm like, if you see me, just, you know, if I ever need anything type of thing, because you just never know. And also just to be nice at the end of the day as well. So that's my thing. Say good morning, have a nice day, da 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 da. Nothing more. So I was leaving from work. Actually, there's a buildup. So I was going in saying good morning. I was leaving to go get coffee. Where are you going? Gonna go get coffee. I guess we a little extra like chatty today. Cool. Your coffee's on me. Hands me his bank card. His bank card. I said, I am a stranger.
I'll be damned.
I am a stranger and you're gonna hand me your bank card? I'm not paying for nothing. Like, I'm not using this card to buy anything for me. This is all for you. That's it. No one else. Because I was like, I don't like that. And also, that's really... confident, not even confident, that's just really bold to think that I wouldn't like run away with your card or anything like that. You don't know me from nothing. Paid for coffee, brought it back, had my own coffee that I paid for and everything. Forgot to get a receipt to show that. I said, that $5, that's your coffee right there, bud. Nothing for me. And then I was leaving from work, and as soon as I left the building, he said, oh, where are you going? And he had followed me out of the building to say, ask me
I'll
where
be damned.
And I said, it's after work. I'm going home. No, I said that I was going to happy hour because I was. And he said, oh, where's happy hour? I said, it's around the corner. He said, when is it? Now is what I said. He said, can I be your plus one? I was like,
I'll be damned.
It's happening right now. He said, I don't get off until 6. Tough luck, buddy. I was so perplexed because I was like, are you really trying to push him on me? Like,
yeah.
I was so annoyed because I was like, what would make you think Because I was like, you the same, like, you're practically the same age as my grandfather. What made you think that would be...
I'll be damned.
And also to go to a company happy hour, and I'm like, hey, y'all, this so-and-so from security.
I'll be damned.
Like...
Lord,
and ever
mercy.
Since then, I don't know how he caught the hint. I think it's because now I just morning, like I speed past him now, but now he's caught the hint to just leave it alone. Because also I was annoyed with the fact that he did that to me and was confident in the fact that that wouldn't be like something HR related. You know, he was like, she's not going to go to HR for this. How, you know, I would have, I'm not going to though, but I would have.
I'll be damned.
I don't even know what to say to this.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're safe and okay. This is your normal security guard you see all the time.
Yeah. I was so mad because I see him.
Ugh, now
like,
it's weird.
Exactly. And that was my issue. I was just like, why would you do that? One, two, now you've made this whole thing weird where mm-hmm. I can't even feel like I can say good morning to you. Because, I mean, that's all I said was good morning. And have a nice one. Like, that's it.
Yeah. See, that whole work relationship thing, that's where you got to really be careful and separate business from pleasure. And then just being old and trying to talk to that young thing.
Because it put me back into like being in high school and working at the mall and having like all the old dudes be like, what size shoe you wear? And I said, I wear 11. Because
I'll be damned.
I was like saying, I'll buy you shoes. I said, I work here. You think I don't have a discount? Like, come on.
Jesus. To be an attractive woman. I'm so sorry. Y'all gotta
deal
with too much.
Old creeps. It is the ones that are practically your grandfather's
old
age.
Old creeps.
Creep squad.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's why I'm very cognizant and cautious of who I talk to. I don't really approach women anyway. Well, I'm not at the current time, but that time will come soon. Listen. we can talk off air. Curved. so yeah, that's just old niggas, please cut that out, man. This is like it's weird. It's like even if you want someone, like even if you're attracted to someone at work, you gotta be so careful. Like I wouldn't even know how to really navigate that. Typically, I let the woman take the first shot at things because it's like if she does it, I mean. Feel how you want to feel. Perception means a lot. And when a woman shows interest, it makes it easier to kind of walk down that path because you always want her to be comfortable. Like, you know, I mean, as a man, yes, you want equal rights and you want things to be comfortable on both sides. But typically, that opens the door to let you know where you can go because you don't ever want to be known as the creep dude, you know what I'm saying, at work. Like, I've never done that. That's why I've never really messed with a coworker except for once. And that was during COVID, so we was all tested and clean and stuff, but like that's why at work, you know, when I was teaching, like I had to be careful. Like I didn't want a reputation, I didn't ever want anything weird to happen, and now we're uncomfortable when we work together, and then if a rumor comes out, you know what I'm saying, I'm a dude. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, in a building full of women, and even if I leave that school, I'm going to be a dude in a building full of women again. So it's like you had to be, it's that's how it is in education. You got to be very, 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 very careful because it's his own community that'll talk. But yeah, it'll always be like security, bro. It'd always be like the auxiliary people, security, maintenance. It'd be them. And it's like, it's like, you know, you have to abide by like these same rules. And it's like, as security, you should definitely know better.
Yeah. Cause I'm like, now if there is some danger or anything, who am I going to call on? Not you. I just try to figure
call
it out
on him
myself.
First. Call, hey, you like me this much. Protect time for your ass to show it now.
Yeah,
protect me.
We in lockdown. You better stand in front of my room.
Yep, we in lockdown. Stand in front of my. You know what? I had a joke, but I'm going to let that go. Oh my God. Okay. off the curbing thing. Our last topic. This is a good one, and I don't know how much you've experienced this, and I only say that just because of our age gap. So maybe you haven't had this to the extreme yet, but have you had some?
I just looked at it again.
I know you've experienced it for sure, but to the level that I've experienced it. So have you? You read it. I put it down.
Have I ever let people from my past come back into my life?
So I'm gonna go for. I'm gonna go first. So when you get up in age, because she's in her early 20s, y'all. I'm 39. Yo, I done had people from, and I mean, just like I've had students that I've taught pop up on Facebook. I've had people from high school pop up. I've had people from college. I've had people from old jobs. Like, I'm talking about people I haven't talked to in like 15 years. Like, try to pop back up, man. And you have to be very careful with who you with who you let back into your life. Like, one, I'm already an introvert. Two, I don't like to be bothered. Like, if you a bothersome person that always wants something, when I can find a nice way to curve you and get rid of you, I ain't opening the door again. Like, I'll tell you a story. And usually, sometimes it's a case of fool me twice. Like, I had someone from middle school that I thought was real cool. And y'all may laugh. And I think I may have told this story before. But, like, nerd time. So, Sega Dreamcast was a video game console that came out September 9th, 1999. It came out $9,999. The thing about Sega Dreamcast was its Achilles heel was the CDs were called GD-ROMs, right? And the problem with the GD-ROM is if you scratch it, the game will not work anymore at all. Not like PS1, PS2, and even 360 and PS3. Now we got Blu-ray discs, which are anti-scratch. Like, you have to damn near deliberately be trying to gouge it for it not to work. But, like, a GD-ROM, I'm talking about you could take your pinky fingernail and just press too hard on that disc. If you put a single scratch in it, it's not going to work. So I let him borrow some of my Dreamcast games.
No!
I trusted him, you know what I'm saying? Was it Dreamcast? No, I was in ninth grade. It was either Dreamcast or PS2. No, it was Dreamcast because I remember the game. It was called Zombie Revenge. And he stole my games.
Oh, my God.
He stole them. He just never brought them back. He always had excuses and whatnot. I mean, in hindsight, I should have just whooped his ass because that would have been easy. But why didn't I whoop more people's asses? Anyway.
You were shy. You were an introvert. You didn't want problems.
But the fucked up thing was we were in a friend group. Like, we used to crack jokes on each other. Like, it wasn't just me and him. It was me, him, and, like, three other people. It was five of us.
And it ruins it.
Yeah. And it's like, I wouldn't have let any... Well, one of them I knew was a thief. But he wouldn't steal from us, but he would steal from other people. And then the other two, whatever. You know, we ended up going to different high schools. This is when I was in Philly. So we went to the same middle school, but because of where we lived, we all got split except for one to the same high school. And I never saw him again, never talked to him again, didn't think about it. And he hit me up maybe like my sophomore year in college or junior year in college on Facebook. He was like, I don't know if you remember me. I was like, yeah, man, I remember you. You know what I'm saying?
Where my games at?
I'll be down.
So he was like... He's like, yeah, man, I hate that we lost touch. You know, we was real cool, blah, blah, blah. I see you in college, you know. And he was like, man, you know, I can't remember exactly what happened, but, you know, life has happened to me. He actually lost a limb in a car accident. He lost a leg. And he was like, you know, I've been through a lot, and, you know, man, I want to apologize. I know I did something, you know, to where we stopped talking. I think I stole your games, man. He's like, matter of fact, you know, I'll send you the money for it. Yada, yada, yada. But, you know, since you're in college and I'm thinking about going to college, can you tell me more about the experience, blah, blah, blah. And I think I, like, messaged him a couple more times and I just never heard from him again. I ain't get my money yet. But I laugh to myself because some people do that. Like, some people realize, damn, this was a good person and I messed it up. Or sometimes you just grow apart. It don't even have to be beef or drama. But... when you're on the other side of things, you know, people think, oh, this person believes in forgiveness. They're nice. They'll take me back into their life. No, because a lot of times on the other side of the BS or whatever that situation is, it's more peaceful. And
I agree.
The other thing becomes, bro, I knew you in eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
When I was, how old was I? 14-ish. Right? So, yeah, 14. You know, now I'm like 20. Bruh, I don't know you no more.
No, you don't.
One, I don't know you no more. Two, you remember the memory you left me with, you fucking thief? So it's like, why would I want to be your friend again or be cool with you? And then we had a few, not a lie now, we had a few conversations. It was weird. But I saw very, very soon after, we just stopped talking. It just fizzled out. It got weird. He was like, don't tell nobody, but I'm dating such and such. I'm like, nigga, tell who? Like, I don't even know if we know the same people anymore. Like, who gives a fuck about who you dating? I'm in South Carolina. You and the whole, you on the other side of the East Coast. Like, what? Like, bro, I don't get down like that. Like, I only talk like a few people from high school, a very few people from high school. So that was weird. But I say all that to say, man, you have to be careful. My rule of thumb is, will this person fit into my life the way it's set up now? And do I think this person is capable of respecting and understanding who I am now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people try to put you back in that box where they're comfortable with you. And they're like, oh, I know you for this. You're this over here, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yo, like, I ain't that no more.
No.
So, you know, my nickname used to be Scoop Scoop, you know what I'm saying? And now it's 20 years later, and I bring you around my friends. Hey, man, what up, Scoop Scoop? Yo, don't call me that. You know what I'm saying? Like, who wants... Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like, that's not... That ain't it. Like, you doing that to make yourself feel comfortable or to look away or whatnot or to crack jokes or get that off. But it's like, when you leave something... When someone leaves something in the past, respect it. Prime example is Coach Law. He had a different nickname in high school. You know what I'm saying? Check out Break My Fifth Law on Instagram. He had a different high school. He had a different name in college. He had a nickname, but he doesn't go by that no more. And the first conversation I had with him in a while, he's like, yeah, man, I don't go by that no more. I was like, all right, cool. Never called him that again. Only if it's me and him, we'll like crack a joke. But like in front of other people, I don't call him that anymore because I understand what it's like when you're trying to leave something behind. So,
yeah.
Oh, wow, her baby girl got accepted to Yale.
Congrats, whoever it is.
Wow. Okay, sorry. Who tried to come back in your life? Here we are, girl.
So, I will say, there was one on a positive note. Back, I had a best friend growing up in elementary school. I was in the fourth grade, and I loved her so near and dear to my heart. She practically stayed over at my house. And mind you, I went to school with my mom, so it wasn't my day school. I was more like a transferred student or whatever. So she stayed at my house like practically all the time. And I remember her parents were getting divorced and it was custody battle going on. And her mom ended up getting custody of her and she ended up moving away. And, you know, it broke my 9-year-old little heart so bad because I was like, this is my best friend. Like, what do you mean? And everything. And, you know, like you made best friends in just your classes and then best friends like every year changed or whatever. But I just was so attached to this girl because I was like, we spend like almost every other day together. And, you know, I didn't have any sisters or anything like that growing up. And there's no girls. There were no girls in my neighborhood growing up either to play with.
Oof.
So I was just so heartbroken with it. And she moved away. And also, you're 9 years old. There's no Facebook really for you at the time. Like, there's no email. There's practically nothing. And so I remember looking her up, I think it may be middle school or high school, and I was just like, oh my gosh, like, do I follow her? Do I not? And then I was like, well, I feel so weird because I'm like, girl, she probably doesn't even remember you. It was for like like you were nine. You know, she's a completely different person now. And so that's why I never reached out to her. And I guess she did the same for me because I went to go get my ears pierced for my birthday this past year. And I go into the tattoo shop and the body piercing shop, and she's doing my piercing.
Wow.
I ran into her. I broke out into tears. I was just like, girl, you don't realize I like you were my best friend when I was 9 years old. Like, and also all this time apart. And she said like basically the same thing, how she saw like my Facebook and my social media, and she was like, it doesn't look like she's really on here as much. She's probably a different person. So we were able to like rekindle that. And I was so happy. Like we had a sit down talk. I think I hung out with her like a month or two later because our schedules are so different and everything. So we rekindled, and I still keep a good distance because I know that we're two different people than we were at 9 years old. We've changed
Are
so
you?
much.
I mean, not that much time has passed.
I was like, I don't think she want to play with Barbie dolls with me no more, but you know,
Do you play
so
with Barbie dolls still?
no.
Oh.
I'm just saying, like, if I like bust on, hey girl, remember how we used to play with these? She's like,
Yeah.
so it's still like, I guess trying to know or get to know each other as adults now rather than as the 9-year-old versions that we have basically stuck on our heads. And I reach out here and there to her because I mean, we all work, we all get different and busy and everything like that. But that's one of the times where I think it's been a really positive thing having someone from my past come back, because I was also like, this is just a breath of fresh air. And it also shows that like the world is so small when it seems so big at the same time, because I never thought that I would run across or like meet her ever again. And just that quickly, she's the one who's doing my piercing. I just thought that was crazy. Another time was I tried to rekindle with someone from elementary school who I was really close with. And this was around the time that I was getting ready to go to college. And I had a feeling that she may or may not be going to like the colleges I was considering at the time. And I reached out to her after like having to like ask around. Like I had to like go back because it wasn't my base elementary school. So I had a completely different middle school and high school. So we were just spread out after elementary school from then. And I remember I had to reach for a friend of a friend to get their phone number to then ask that friend for the friend that I was trying to get into contact with her phone number. And was sitting there doing that. And then I reached out and said, oh my gosh, hey girl, like I haven't like spoken to you in so long. I think the last time we spoke to each other was in middle school, and now we're seniors in high school. It's like, oh my gosh, like are you applying for colleges? Like what colleges are you looking for? Da 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 da. And she was like, hey, I actually got into this college. I was like, dang girl, like where's the vibes? I was like,
Oh,
you
I don't know
vibes.
you.
Basically, is she stiff-armed me so bad. I was like, oh my
She
gosh.
never liked you, huh?
Basically, I was so upset. I was just like, you know what, girl? You ain't got to tell me twice. Like, you don't have to tell me twice. I was like, I'm out
Dang.
of here. And I was just like, oh my gosh. Because then I thought to myself, I was like, I don't know this girl from nothing. I was like, I knew her for a short period of time. And I was just like, dang. I was like, you don't even want to like see if we could like be friends
Now,
now?
go
No.
away. Now.
Basically, she said, I done invented myself. You not gonna come back here and be like, hey girl, remember when we used to do this, that, the third? All right. I said, fair enough.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about that? We do it too. I don't think, at least not yet, I don't think we're on the extreme side of it. But some people get on this. I don't know another way to say it. I don't want to use the term high and mighty, but it's the only thing that comes to mind. And it's not always high and mighty. Sometimes it's ignorance, sometimes it's fear. And you know, it could be anyone saying, "Oh, be careful, the past is gonna return to your life." So then they look at
That should be
you,
a sound effect.
they look at you like a curse. I forgot forgot what movie I got that from. So now you're like a curse. Like, you here you are, you're happy, you know what I'm saying, genuine, kind self, just trying to check in with someone. And because someone says something to them, or because they believe it, they think you're like crazy coming for them. And it's like, nah, I just ain't seen you in a minute. So,
yeah. I was like, girl, relax. Ooh, I just wanted to know if you're going so I would know somebody for orientation.
Let me see if I can find this girl from elementary school. Man, listen. Mm.
But if somebody ever comes into my life, I just say, you can stay where you are. But she was an exception because I thought of, she was one of those people who's just really genuine. So I'm glad that I ran into her. But anyone else, stay where you at. I'm good.
Man, listen.
It's a reason you're not in my life right now.
That part. I'll never forget. Ooh, elementary school. I was a child too, so put me in that perspective, y'all. I'm not a creep. There's a girl named Princess.
Oh, there are so many princesses.
She was light skin and had like light green eyes. Never seen anything like that to this day. And I mean, this is the 90s, so we ain't talking contacts. These are her natural eyeballs. And she moved and I never saw her again, her missing teeth. She was fine though. I still remember her. Like, yeah, I was just like, wow. She's not on Facebook now. I wouldn't even know what she looks like now. But that's interesting. I don't know why I brought that in there. All right. I guess because you keep talking about your elementary people. I'm trying to think of who I would want to reconnect with from elementary school.
Like the only person.
I only got a couple people that I'm still cool with from elementary school, actually. The other one's kind of the same thing. Like, I hit them up on Facebook and it's just kind of like, oh, what's up, man? Like, good to see you doing well. And fuck you, don't talk to me again. It's like, dang, man. Like, you act like I'm on Facebook doing crazy stuff.
It's like, you act like I'm out to get you. I don't, the only dirt I got is what? You picked your nose when you were 9? Like, come on.
You just brought up a bad memory. I'm ready to give the message to the Black Brothers. I'm done. I gotta hold it. I'm done. I will say this, y'all. Do definitely vet, be nosy, and go through Facebook and ask the right questions. Don't go immediately hang out with them either.
Oh, yeah. Please don't. Don't do that.
But yeah, if you're going to let someone back in your life, just be very careful and prepare to have those boundaries in place. Like, some people really, like, even people I went to college with want to do like college stuff, and I'm like, bro, I go to bed at like 8:30, 9 o'clock now. You want to, if it's homecoming, we can do, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Homecoming is like, all right, misbehaving time. We staying out super late. My feet gonna hurt. It's cool. I can do that. On a regular, I got a routine, bro. I don't. Yeah, no. So
got a 9 to 5.
That part. Had them boundaries in place. All right, brothers, we got a message for you. Notice I said we.
We?
Breaking news.
Breaking.
I ain't gonna do this because I'm supposed to be talking to the Black Brothers. But,
Black Brothers from another mother.
Somebody just got arrested for DUI.
Ooh, who?
Her name rhymes with Mo Miller. All right, brothers.
Crazy.
My strong, wonderful, resourceful, encouraging brothers, here's what I will say to you. With the theme of this episode being curved and leaving things in the past and cheering, misbehaving. One, raise your kids if you got them. Be in your kids' life and teach them the ways of the world, please. And discipline them.
Look at their homework.
Please. I've told every parent this. I said, you don't have to be a superhero. I don't give a lot of homework, but I said, this will change your child's life. Every day, set aside 15, 20 minutes, or you can sit with all the homework, whatever, and just ask them about their day and ask them what they learned today. I said, make that a routine. I said, even if you can't do it every day, make sure you do it at least 3 to 4 times a week. I said, what that does is it shows your child that you're invested in what they have going on in their life. And I'm not talking about the bullshit. How was your day? Yeah, I was okay. I was okay. All right. You good? Yeah, I'm good. All right. No, like, be like my dad was. My dad was, I love you, Dad. It was annoying at times, but he used to make me have full-blown conversations with him. And it helped because when I had issues, he was someone I knew I could talk to. Because if not, they're going to talk to their friends. Remember, their friends are the same age as them. So think about the type of advice they're going to give them. Matter of fact, go back to your childhood and think about the type of advice your friends gave you. It's probably bad 90% of the time. 95. What am I saying? 99.9% of the time it was bad.
Yeah, so, it was.
Please do that. Number two, bruh, if you get curved, it's okay. Move on to the next. I am personally sick and tired of Black women fearing for their lives and their safety and having to create Google Voice numbers and give out phone numbers and entertain people that they don't want to entertain in public or being bothered in public or being catcalled in public. I feel old saying catcalled or being hollered at in public and being in fear of saying no. Like, nobody on the planet should be fearful of telling somebody no, especially a stranger. Ever. Think about how crazy that is. You are scared of what this absolute stranger is going to do or say to you if you tell them no, when they're probably making some type of sexual advance or just trying to get to know you or whatever type of advance you want to call it. Like, sit with that for a minute. And if you one of those dudes, stop that. And if you know your homeboys that do that, slap them in the back of the head and check them on that. That's not cool. Because what if that was your mom? What if that was your aunt? What if that was your cousin? What if that was your daughter? You wouldn't want nobody doing that to them. So why are you doing it? And then when you get maced or stabbed or shot or something, she wrong. Lastly, sometimes it is best to leave the past in the past. As I will leave y'all with the same words that I left that last segment with. Look at where your life is now. Look at how peaceful your life is now. Look at the boundaries you have now. Look at the habits you have now. Look at the lifestyle you have now. And when you can see it, most of the time you can see it a mile away. You're like, you ain't good for nothing I got going. Like me personally, there's a few people I know that are probably going to try to pop back up in my life, especially after I make these next couple moves in my life. Y'all ain't coming back in because I'm much more docile than I used to be. Like, I really value my time. I'm about to be locked in and honed in on investing. So a lot of BS and small ignorant stuff and getting caught up in schemes and you want me to lie for you and do all this last minute stuff. No, I ain't doing that. We need to plan. We old. We got technology, bro. We can plan what we want to do. We can make smart moves. And we don't have to be out here being deceptive. It's not worth it. It ain't worth it. I ain't doing it. Anything, anybody that wants to be in my life, that wants to conduct themselves in a way that's going to try to bring me out of my character and out of my place of peace, you can kick rocks. This is your forewarning. You can say I'm different. You can say I changed. You can say blah, blah, blah. Guess what? Yeah, mofo, I did. Change for the better. Okay? The end. Erica, you got anything else for the beautiful people?
No.
All right, until next time, take care of yourself. Yo, for real, we love y'all. Thank y'all for listening, man. FME podcast on everything. From My Experience podcast on YouTube. Those of you who listen to podcasts on YouTube, we own ya. Take care of yourselves for real, man. Physically, mentally, financially, we mean that. Hope y'all having a great week. We hope you have a great weekend coming up, man. And just remember to set those healthy boundaries and protect your peace. Until next time, for real, take care of yourselves physically, mentally, financially, and we'll catch y'all. Holla, holla.
And shout out to my dad. It's gonna be his birthday this weekend.
Am I? AC just kicked on.